Today's Thursday, February 14th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Atlas IED, innovative audio solutions for every business environment.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV25. I am joined by Derek Jonkis and Jack Cawley talking about IP ownership. Jack Cawley starts off talking about the factors that come into deciding who owns the code.
I mean, it really comes down to the end user and the client's IT department's capabilities. If they have a robust IT department that's managing a large network already, kind of folding this into their practice kind of makes sense. It's kind of just another endpoint to them at that point and something that they need to be aware of as it's on their network. When we're talking about clients that may not have that savvy IT department or may not have an IT department at all, I think it's a great opportunity for manufacturers or integrators to have managed services to make sure that the customer's products are kept up to date, secured, and look out for their best interests. So it's kind of a multi-step to that, depending on the type of client, I guess.
Is it something where, and you mentioned managed services, which, you know, if you paid attention to the industry, you know, every magazine and a lot of panel discussions have been made about that and you know, RMRs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Is there a case to be made, though, where it depends, where if you walk into IBM, right, and you're doing a system for IBM, do they need managed services, or is their IT department not sufficient enough to say, you know what, we got this, guys, right? Does it depend on the client, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on the client. Even if we're talking about a large corporation like IBM, I would assume that they probably have an IT department capable of taking it on and has those resources to manage it efficiently or effectively. But it may be something that they don't want to deal with too. So it kind of depends on their vantage point on it. So maybe they still could be a candidate for a managed service type plan. It just really comes down to the end user and how their organization is set up and what they want to support.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.